And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller, joined today by...
Sarah Ford.
Sarah Ford, it's been so long since you've been on the show. It's so great to have you back.
Thank you.
Last time you were on the show was with Dan Fernandez, and the Saints were on their way to the Super Bowl. I remember that. And this year it's my Seahawks going to the Super Bowl, so sorry, I have to kind of point that out. But you made Dan wear a Saints jersey back then, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm nicer than that. I'm not going to make you wear a Seahawks jersey or anything like that. But it's great to have you back. What are you working on these days?
I'm on the Mac PowerPoint team.
Mac PowerPoint team.
Yes.
So you're building software for Apple products. That's interesting. And you're working for Microsoft at the same time.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, there's people like you out there. Yeah. Are we still the number one ISV for Macs?
I don't know.
You don't
Maybe.
Know?
Maybe. Could be.
I know at least at one time we were, which a lot of people just were not aware of.
Oh, Office products.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, great. So let's just jump right into it. So speaking of dogs and cats living together here, Microsoft contributes a bunch of open cloud specifications. And so this is the Open Compute Project. What's this all about, Sarah?
Yeah, so right now, back in San Jose, where I flew in from this morning, early this morning, there's the Open Compute Summit that's going on. And the Open Compute Project, it was started by Facebook to share blueprint schematics about data centers, about how can we make them more robust, environmentally friendly, and Microsoft joined in the Open Compute Project to share our specification, the cloud server specification for our data centers for Bing and Windows Azure.
That's great. And so this is a few different things. One of which is, you know, if we find something that we're doing better to save electricity or reduce our footprint, we want to share that with all the rest of the data centers. But also, I would imagine, like, if we are, you know, ordering a special type of motherboard for all of our computers within the data center, and Facebook and Google and Yahoo decide to order the same motherboard, then that creates economies of scale for the industry and everybody wins, right?
Yeah.
So that's really cool. I was not aware of this until this week, but it was really great to see that that Microsoft is participating. So captions are now available on many Channel 9 videos, and this is right up your alley, of course, because you have a long history in the accessibility world.
Yeah, and it continues on. I'm actually working on accessibility for Mac PowerPoint as well.
So that's great.
Yeah, started with Visual Studio and then continues on. Yeah.
Fantastic. That's it's a really, really good timing that you're here for this one. So chances are that by the time you're watching this video, it will already be transcribed into English and something like 9 other languages, which means I really want to see what the French word for supercalifragilisticexpialidocious is. So you should be seeing that across the screen right now.
SUPERCALIFRAGILISTICEXPIALIDOCIOUS.
That is impressive. I hope you caught that, Golnaz. That was awesome. We're going to play that back
later on. So too random to pass up.
We didn't even plan that. Like, I don't even know what other tricks she's got up her sleeve here.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So very cool. Another way to, great way to watch Channel 9. So this web application template, have you seen this?
No, I have not.
So let's say that you've got a website out there and, you know, it's a great website. You've got people coming to it, but you want to dip your toes in the water and actually ship a Windows Store application. And there's lots of ways that you could build native applications for Windows Store. You could write them C# XAML. You could write them in WinJS. But to get started, just to get something out in the store, my team, DPE, shipped this web application template that you can use, which basically takes your existing web application. It adds the necessary shims so that you can then access the WinJS libraries, and you can start to add new components to it. And literally, within minutes, you can be up and running with a web application that is now hosted as a Windows Store application, publish that to the store, you're good to go. So this is really cool, and that's something we've been working on for a long time. Another thing that that's of interest to Windows Store developers is that they're opening up more controls for publishers. So previously, when you submitted your app, you just kind of had to cross your fingers and hope it would pass certification. And then as soon as you woke up one day, you would notice that it was in the store, and you didn't really have any control over exactly when it was published. Now you can still go down the old model, but you can also say, you know what, we're planning a big marketing event for October 15th. Let's make sure that our app gets published on that specific day at such and such time. time. There's also some other things in here that make it easier for you to get your apps into the store. So they've simplified a lot of the previous rigor around the certification requirements. So you can check that out. And also, if you noticed, for example, that your back-end web service happens to be back offline, it's probably not a good time for you to be sending people to download your app for the first time and have that getting started experience. So you now have the flexibility to remove your app temporarily from the store while you're investigating that, and then once you're done, you can push it back into the store. So lots of really good control based on customer feedback. Next up, .NET 4.5.1 now supports security updates for NuGet libraries.
Yeah, so if you have a NuGet library installed, Microsoft Update will be aware of that package and will provide you with the security updates that you need.
Right, and these are for Microsoft's NuGet libraries, right? So we ship a bunch for ASP.NET, and Entity Framework is a very popular one. And so so our understanding, we're not on this team, but our understanding here is that now Microsoft Update will scan your machine, be aware of those libraries that exist, so that you can get those updates without necessarily needing to launch Visual Studio or go explicitly query for them. So that's really cool.
Yeah, and that was, according to the blog post, that was a long-awaited feature request.
Sure, sure.
So people should be really excited. And so, so Visual Studio Block, it's like, oh, old times. Yay, Visual Studio. And this is actually, I'm looking at 2013 for the first time, so it's like, God, I see it.
Wait a minute. Let's come back to the camera going on. So you don't use Visual Studio 2013?
I have not had a chance to look at it yet.
What's the last time you even launched any version of Visual Studio?
Oh, this is embarrassing. probably over a year ago.
So I'm sorry to put Sarah on the spot here, but for those of you that don't know Sarah, she's kind of made a name for herself within the developer division as a community PM and doing a lot of stuff at conferences around Visual Studio. I applaud you for going off and pursuing this Mac PowerPoint thing. I hope it works out for you and everything. but it is kind of interesting that you've kind of gone dark for a little while.
Yeah. Kind of laying low in California.
All right.
But
all right.
I swear The Social Network, I swear that movie showed in the background when they go to California and one in the house in California, I swear one of the people in the background was using Visual Studio.
Oh, really?
Because I will know that IDE anywhere.
Absolutely.
2010
that's awesome.
And earlier, I can see that anywhere. But
that's
I haven't
awesome.
Looked it up yet. But
all right, so let's get back to this auto history extension.
Yeah, speaking about, speaking about history.
Yes.
Yeah, so this new extension, it sounds awesome that you could go back in time just like a few hours or any point in time that you would like. A couple hours ago, like, wait, what was I doing? Mm-hmm. I want to get back to this line of thought, or I went down a bad path. I need to uncompile my way back to a previous state.
I was drunk coding again, and all of a sudden, I've done a bunch of stuff I don't like. So that happens to Dan all the time. That's why he's not here today. But that's cool.
But yeah, this is going to be tracking changes to allow you to roll back.
Excellent. But I guess it probably does like auto saves in the background.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking in the back of my head. Like, yeah, how are they tracking this? They must be just file diffing along the way. I'm hoping that it nails it because that could be like really exciting.
Yeah, definitely. If you ever decide to use Visual Studio again, you should check that out. So Wordament, do you play this game?
No, I don't.
So my wife plays this game. She's really, really good at this game. It's just a kind of a word game. You can see the little grid there. You try to find as many words as you want. I'm looking at it right now. I'm like, all right, ale, pale, it's just once you start playing this game, you like just start finding all these words, and she's really good at it. Anyway, it was shipped first to the Windows Phone marketplace. Eventually, it made its way to the Windows Store marketplace, and most recently, these guys have actually ported it to iOS and Android using Xamarin. And so they benefited from having built the game originally in C#, and now that, of course, Xamarin allows you to take those C# games and work with portable class libraries and port those to all those additional platforms, they have this great story about how easy it was to actually share a lot of that common logic across those platforms. So now, regardless of what phone you have, you can go check this game out. It's super addictive. Another thing to mention is that Visual Basic developers can also benefit from going mobile with Xamarin. And this is something that historically Xamarin has always been targeted at C#. developers. But because of the support for portable class libraries now, you can write some common logic within Visual Basic. You can then save that as a portable class library, and then you can share those from the other platforms as well. So I would imagine that some of the VB specific libraries, like the My libraries, probably don't show up. I don't know that for certain, but certainly there's a lot of stuff that you can do without ever writing a semicolon and still manage to push that out to the other platforms. Now this is cool. Have you tried? I'm gonna guess the answer is no. Have you tried Visual Studio Online?
No.
You haven't. Okay. You need to check this out. One of the capabilities of Visual Studio Online is the ability to load test your application. Do you know who Santa Claus is?
That I did. Yeah.
Okay. So Santa Claus, right? There's this NORAD has this great website for tracking Santa Claus, and as you can imagine, they have 364 relatively calm days a year, and then one really, really, really busy day of year. So how do you test your web application for that? Well, it turns out that Visual Studio Online has this great load testing capability built into it. You can use to simulate tens of millions of little kids checking to see where Santa Claus is, or adults as well. And so this is just a great story that talks about how Microsoft Consulting Services used Visual Studio Online to do exactly that. So it's really cool. You know, you find out we hear about all the times when people forget to do load testing, like on SimCity Online or Obamacare, those sorts of things. It's nice to see that these guys did load testing and that everything went great. So. Very cool story. Which brings us to Picks of the Week. So my pick of the week comes from our friends in South Africa. This is Gordon Beeming and his friend Matt Kavanaugh. So these guys, first of all, in South Africa where they live, I guess all of the houses have this little crawl space underneath them. And this guy Matt discovered that there were some rodents under the crawl space, and he wanted to go investigate, maybe scare them off, and see what was going on. And so what these guys did is they used a Netuino board. They 3D printed the rest of the parts you see here. So here you see some wheels and some other pieces here. They've got a little camera mount. They 3D printed this. All the plans are available. All the source code's available. And then they used their Windows Phone to actually go. I never heard what happened to the mice, but they now have this this platform for actually going under the house and seeing what's going on down there. So that is really cool, and you can download all the parts that you need, or you can download all the 3D blueprints that you need to get started with that, which is pretty cool. And your pick of the week?
Yeah, it's the intimate demise of Princeton, or that debunking Princeton article that's been going around about that talked about, like, oh no, Facebook is on the decline because of all this this research data that was coming out. And the big part of it is that correlation does not equal causation.
What? That's shocking.
Yeah. And I had to call this out, because when I saw it, it was so perfect. I had to email it to my stats professor. I'm actually getting my master's at San Jose State, and I'm almost finished. I have one more class left in my thesis. And over the summer when I took stats, our professor was like just drilled it into us, correlation does not equal causation. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw this, I was like, oh, this is priceless. I have to send this to him. So yeah, so he said, Dr. Laraway, I remembered. And shout out to him. So yeah, I was like, you gotta use this in class. So it was just they took the same, it was a data scientist at Facebook. He used basically the same logic or reasoning that this Princeton article did about Facebook declining, and turned it around and showed, look, Princeton's is declining if you follow the same research.
Never start a land war with a data scientist.
Exactly.
That's right. So that's awesome. Sarah, thanks for being on the show. Maybe
thanks
one day we'll get
me.
You to use Visual Studio again.
No.
Meanwhile, keep kicking ass on the PowerPoint team, and it's always good to see you.
Yep. No, thanks, Brian.
See you next week.
All right.